our study circle, we always get together and we are in this process of reading essays of the Gita. Do you think there is value in us reading something about the Vedas as well?
So, in the study circle, you are reading essays on the Gita. Is there a value in reading the Vedas? Yes, everything has a value. It's good because in a way it connects. If you ask me if you have to read one thing, then I would say Savitri. If you ask me. Okay. From this yoga point of view, read Savitri and practice, read letters on yoga and the synthesis of yoga. So it depends on the goal. But if you, you know, there is a natural curiosity in us. What are the Vedas? People say all kinds of things. So you want to know, because also when people sometimes may confront you, ask you. Very often I have heard people say, oh, Veda are all about gods and goddesses. So if we are not read, how we are going to respond? Not that it's necessary to respond, but it's important. Today our children may ask. So they will say, Vedas, what is Vedas? So I have heard that Veda is all about gods and goddesses. This is so nice, in this religion there is only one God. So you have to know, Ekam Sad, we also say there is one God. But we add something which makes it unique. Ekam Sad, Vipra Bahudha Vadanti, the wise called by many names. See? So if we have not read the Vedas, or we are not conversant with its lore, we will not know. But I would suggest, if you want to read the study the Vedas, don't go to multiple sources. I mean, you just get confused, and for reasons which I have just mentioned. Read, there is a passage, there is a whole essay Sri Aurobindo has written, Doctrine of the Vedic Mystics. Read that full. It gives the essence. Doctrine of the Vedic Mystics. It used to be in Hymns to the Mystic Fire, I don't know, because in the new collected works, they have rearranged things. Then read read the first number of chapters, read the secret of the Vedas. Not number of chapters, read. Later on there are more and more hymns and you may not feel very engaged with it. It's okay, like Hymn to the Ashwins. Once you understand what the Ashwins are, it's okay. You don't have to read all of them. It's not that kind of study is not required. But you must understand what these gods meant, what were the forces. So Doctrine of the Vedic Mystics will tell us what the Vedas are about, and the Secret of the Vedas will tell us about little more details about these gods and who are these forces, and with actual some of the hymns. It may be difficult reading if you have to read the Sanskrit part, but still if you want to read, you can read and then see the meaning. Do read some of the hymns from the Mystic Fire. Like he was mentioning, beautiful hymns, Agni Mide Purohitam, but that is something, is the ocean. So somebody has to probably take up the work of picking out some hymns and then read, because then it will make sense. Otherwise, there are a whole lot of hymns, it will take you years to, you know, complete it. You will need too much of a dedicated. You can also do like that. No, in the study circle, my suggestion is collectively you read little bit so that you get connected. Then each one study. Some may like to study more, some may not like. So that, see, collective study is like a priming thing. Then if you want to go a little more deeper but beautifully deeper, so read some chapters from Vedic and philologic studies. So this is part of the collected works of Sri Aurobindo, new. So Vedic and philologic studies, you will get some, how Sri Aurobindo, that etymology, roots, is very fascinating. For instance, what does Ma stand for? Ma dhatus, all the dhatus, what these dhatus, the root sounds, what they imply from there. So some of these examples are very fascinating. So you can read that, selected chapters. And I think that's about it. But if you start reading, okay, let me read this, that, 100, as I said, first of all, the translations are awful. Even the best translations, even those who claim to be Sri Aurobindo's inspired, I have read that, all these things. So I'm telling you quite with a reasonable authenticity that you'll just get lost in all kinds of people. I've read somebody who's claims, you know, Sri Aurobindo's that, and he says that, you know, Guru is a tattva, a principle. So, okay, he is a principle, but it's also a being. The Vedas are talking of that Purusha, he is not a, just a principle. Imagine somebody says, you know, mother is a principle. How do you connect to a principle? How do you relate to a principle? But that's how some people turn it based on their own predilection. They twist, and they twist so subtly. And that's why it is said by Shakespeare very rightly, the devil quoting the scripture. There in the Bible. So be careful, because if you read too many people, then what happens, the twist somewhere is very subtle. And one will not know where the tail has been twisted and the cow has jumped up. Okay, many people may not connect with the joke. So the joke was Sudhir Bhai telling us, in India if you drive a car and suddenly a cow comes, so one of the ways you try to honk and all this, you do not, then you come out of the car, you twist the tail of the creature, then she will get up. And if still she does not, then you sprinkle water. And if still she does not, he didn't say that, then bad luck, change your path. The lane is sometimes too narrow. Learn plasticity, adaptability, all this. Otherwise, pray some mantra may help remove the cow. So basically, but yeah, mantras have a great impact on animals, you know, creatures. They don't go through the mind. They don't understand the meaning, but they can understand the vibrations. So this is what my suggestion will be. You should read, because it, not only as Indians, because we are facing a kind of all kinds of things going on in the name of everything. And this is a great attack on India and the Indian ethos, because India is the beacon of light. If there is a civilization which can save the world, it is Indian civilization. It has all the ingredients which can fulfill man's quest for freedom, for unity, or for equality without diminishing one for the other. It has all the ingredients which can give us that, realize us the dream of unity in diversity. All the ingredients are there in Sanatan Dharma. But if we don't know Sanatan Dharma, then what are we going to, yeah, especially for the children. So read it, not to become big pandit and tell, I have read the Vedas, this mantra I can recite. But so that you are clear, well grounded. If somebody says, you say, look here sir, what you are saying is wrong. And you can be with authoritatively that this is what is meant. Yeah. So we'll take a break now. Okay? So we can take a little break.